Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, first initial L, J-O-H-N-E-L. 11655. Mr. Johnson is a 68-year-old gentleman, well known to me with a history of hypertension, gouty arthritis, DJD, severe weakness, hyperlipidemia, and BPH. Patient recently was hospitalized with renal insufficiency, hydronephrosis, BPH. Now has a Foley catheter in place. He also has obstructive nephropathy. Was told he's a candidate for hemodialysis, but has refused hemodialysis at this time, period. Nipergoth. Since his hospitalization, he's been quite weak. He can talk for about 5 minutes, but he falls asleep. He's in bed most of the time. ADL-dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Mr. Johnson doesn't smoke under social. He's single, doesn't have any children. He has a sister that has his medication and cares for him on a regular basis. Patient has been a high risk of fall, but no longer that's an issue because he's too weak to even sit up. Surgeries, he's had multiple surgeries in the past, but he can't remember any of them. Nothing recently, all related to a bullet wound in his back. Family history, mom and dad died of old age. Medication, continues to take Norvasc and Trazosine for his blood pressure. He's off the Motrin because of his kidney problems. And Pravastatin as before. Foley catheter in place, medical problems, CKD, BPH, obstructive uropathy, DJD, gouty arthritis, hernia. Immunizations up to date, family history. Yeah, we talked about that. Review of system since last visit back in January of 2024. He's not quite weak. Not able to sit. He has lost tremendous amount of weight. Complains of itching. Continues to have nausea. His records from HCA Pearland, P-E-A-R-L-A-N-D, is pending at this time. Allergy none. Patient and I had a discussion today regarding hemodialysis. He definitely does not want to proceed with hemodialysis, realizing that that would mean death for him in a short time. On Bridget, on exam, 69-year-old gentleman appears much older than stated age, 152 over 100, 84 pulse, or 2 side 99%. Heart positive, tachycardic. At with ectopics, lungs, bronchi, shallow breath sounds, abdomen soft, skin very dry, neurological non-focal, lower extremity muscle wasting noted. Assessment, 69-year-old gentleman with end-stage renal disease, obstructive uropathy, BPH, Foley catheter in place, ADL dependency, now having issues with bowel and bladder incontinency, period. Nipergoth is now bedbound, no longer able to get up because of severe weakness. He's definitely not interested in hemodialysis. He requires catheter changes on a monthly basis. Overall prognosis is quite poor. Given the natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you. Oh, also put in there somewhere his blood pressure elevation is related to his renal insufficiency, and so is his itching, his dry skin, and his chronic nausea associated weakness. With his weakness is all related to the end-stage renal disease for this gentleman. Thank you.